Could you describe what the past 24, 48 hours have been? Still awaiting game one, but you've reached the Stanley Cup final for the first time in your career.
It's been fun. I mean, long time in between games and a lot of time talking about yourself and talking about X's and O's and stuff like that. But, you know, this is great. I mean, we're all enjoying it. We're all having a good time. And, you know, it's not a bad city to be in to hang out either.
Definitely not. Trust me, from the media side, I agree with you. When did you realize, maybe regular season or at some point in the Stanley Cup playoffs, that this team had the opportunity to really do something special?
I think I was saying it before. I think, you know, there was a time in November or December where Trotsky came in and kind of really gave it to us. And, you know, we could have easily just folded and said, hey, you're right about what he said. I'm not going to say what he said, but we could easily just fold it and let that kind of get to us. But I think we went on some sort of a crazy run the next 30 games, and we kind of rolled and just kept that momentum going. And I think for me personally, at that point, when we responded so well to that, you know, I kind of looked around and said, wow, we can do something here.
It'll be like we rehearse this now, because I know exactly the game you're talking about, November 16th against Colorado. Yeah. Words were said. You go on a 17-4-2 run. That's the run you're talking about. Words were said, but what changed on the ice? How did those words translate into results?
I don't know. I think it's just guys looking around the room and wanting to do something with this group. It's probably one of the closest groups I've been with, and you know, we're like a huge family. And after that, you know, that talking to, I think guys looked around and said, hey, we want to be together here for the season, and we want to do something with this team.
Barry Trotz was mentioning earlier that Alex Ovechkin, it seems to him, is on a real mission this postseason. I know you have no basis of comparison being your first year, but what have you seen out of him this spring that suggests he is ready to take that step too?
I mean, he's just taken over. You know, sometimes you just look at him during the game, you got to look in his eyes that, you know, he's going to take over and he's going to do something special. I mean, you know, I kind of looked at him during game seven and saw in his eyes that, you know what, no, he's taking over this game, and what do you know, first shift he scores. So obviously, like you said, I don't have a basis, but I just think me just looking in his eyes and seeing some sort of a look where he wants to take over, that's when, you know, you kind of realize, no, he's on a mission here.
How infectious or contagious is that?
Yeah, well, anytime you see the best player on your team, you know, doing anything, I mean, he dove in front of a couple block shots, and he's been blocking shots almost every game, and, you know, he's finishing checks, he's forechecking, he's scoring. You see your leader doing all those less sexy things, you know, it makes, you know, everyone else want to follow suit and do it for him, and do it for, you know, Backy, and do it for all the other guys that are doing those things that, you know, they're not necessarily paid for.
I'm going to ask you one other question about yourself. You say you're spending a lot of time, everyone is these days, talking about themselves, but when you think about the preseason and coming in to the Capitals organization, nothing was guaranteed for you. Are you able to, I know you're in the moment, but are you able to take a step back and sort of say, man, I don't know if in the preseason you predict being here come June?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a whirlwind you know, summer for myself, and having to come in and it's a little bit different situation, having to come in and, you know, make the team. If you would have told me, you know, at training camp, hey, you're going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have said, yeah, we will. And if you would have said we're in Vegas, I would have said, all right, well, now you're crazy. But it's been a crazy year, whirlwind. You know, I've had a blast.
All right, so last thing about this Vegas team. What is it about them in the limited sample size you've seen of them up close, but what is it about them do you think that has allowed them to reach this stage as well?
Just team speed, just relentless pressure. I mean, we watched a couple of their games. Obviously, they're on the West Coast, so guys are trying to go to bed. But we watched a couple of their games, and, you know, just relentless, getting on the forecheck and back checking and never really quitting on plays, which is something that kind of stood out to me personally. So we'll be ready for that, and we're going to have to match their skating and their intensity.
Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 in Las Vegas. Appreciate it, Devontae. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.